Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to your final class in our Women's Group Coaching Program. Here we are at the end of our three-month journey. How are you feeling? It has been such an honor for me to support you through this journey and to watch your growth and your insights drop in, your realizations, your transformation as you've moved through this coursework. I've seen you all show up with so much courage, so much vulnerability, so brave, so anchored in your hearts, and so willing to support and guide and uplift each other through this journey. And it's been beautiful for me to facilitate this and get to know you all and to connect with you all and guide you through this experience. As we come into our final class, this is like our completion class, and this is about amplifying your energy and becoming magnetic. And I know a lot of the work we've been doing through this course has been very deeply healing. It's been sort of deeper healing inner work, and it may feel like this class doesn't quite fit in with what we've been doing. And I was initially feeling that as I was preparing for this class, wondering if it did fit in to all of the themes we've been working on. But here's why I believe that it does. Today's class will be really empowering. This is another level of taking you into your power to support you to become the creator of your life, to be conscious and aware of your energy and your feelings and the messages you're sending out to the universe through your energy, as this determines what you are creating and experiencing in your reality. And this class today will help you become a more powerful, conscious creator of your life. And also this approach of magnetism is such a feminine way of creating our lives. It's not about going out to make it happen and even manifest it. It's magnetizing it. And that's just a term I kind of give to it, which represents the energy I'm wanting to convey here, which is where we almost draw it to us like a magnet. And from my experience, this is a really feminine way of manifesting, creating, co-creating with the universe, bringing things into your life that will bring you more joy and love and abundance. And as I said, really creating the life that you want for yourself. So we're going to dive into it today. And yeah, for me, it really does feel like a beautiful completion, a beautiful way for you to wrap up all of this work that you've done and then focus forward on now what you want to create in your life and the changes you want to make and how to begin making those changes by focusing on your energy. Because we are energetic beings. The entire universe is made up of vibrating energy. So energy that's buzzing and moving, right? We know this from quantum physics. It has been proven scientifically that when you break anything down, any form of matter, it's vibrating energy. So when we come into doing energy-based work, we start with that kind of awareness, with that foundation, that knowing, okay, I am an energetic being. I am always radiating an energy. My body is always vibrating at a certain energetic frequency. I know that might sound a little bit scientific, but my body is a massive vibrating energy. My reality is a massive vibrating energy, and that's forming all this matter that I'm interpreting with my eyes. And the reason that I come in with that is because so often when we think about creating change, we focus on the material level, on the level of matter, and we really think we have to try to figure out how to move these very solid pieces of matter, you know, really move our reality. And that's when we come into patterns of control and force and really practical, logical thinking, analysis. And what I want to help you access today is the more softer, trusting, easeful, flowing, effortless, just beautiful way of creating change, which is through changing your energy and then allowing your life to change outside of you naturally as a result. Because again, when we look at this energetic approach to understanding ourselves and our life, again, they say through quantum physics that like energy gets drawn together, like magnets. This is where this magnetic principle kind of comes in. Energies that are vibrating at a similar frequency get drawn together magnetically. There's a magnetic pull between them. They call this the law of attraction. And so when we are thinking about how do we create our life experience, why is it we come into alignment with certain types of people, certain types of experiences, certain amounts of money? Well, from this perspective, it's because through our energy that we are always feeling and experiencing and radiating, we are calling towards us through the law of attraction, through the law of magnetism, things that are in alignment with us that are vibrating at a similar frequency. Things that will continue to help us feel the way that we're already feeling. Things that match what we believe about ourselves. Things that are in alignment with the messages we send out about ourselves. Right? That's why we're all creating these different realities around us. I mean, I'm sure there's a whole lot of reasons, but from this perspective, let's look at it from this perspective just for now for this class. And so how do we know what this energetic vibration is that we're radiating? How do we know where our energy is at? And how do we shift and change our energy so that we can create different circumstances in our life and call different things into our life? Because as I was saying, when we are radiating this energetic frequency, we're calling in things from life that match that. So life is really reflecting and is an external reflection of the energy we are feeling and radiating within ourselves. I hope this is making sense and that I'm not going around in circles here for you. So from an energetic perspective, when we want to come into alignment with different things, call in different things, create different things around us, we don't go, cool, how do I look at that thing outside of me and change it? Get in control of it, move it around, try to get rid of it. You can do that all you want, but if your energy is still sending out a message that's in alignment with it, you're going to keep calling it in, no matter how many times you try to get rid of it. I've experienced that one in relationships a lot of times. It's like different person, different face, exact same feeling. Over and over and over, because I'm still sending out the same energetic frequency, for example, of I'm unworthy of being loved, or all men lie and cheat, or I'm not lovable enough for someone to just choose me and be committed to me. Whatever my story is sending out a message to the universe, and I'm coming into alignment with different things as a result. And I know sometimes this is triggering because I'm not in any way saying that this is all on us. There's a lot of different factors that contribute to how we create our life experience. And I know a lot of people can come up against, yeah, but why would that person have created cancer? And why would that person create something awful like a miscarriage or whatever unfolds? But what I want to give you today and what I just want you to embrace and open up to is just how powerful it can be when we take responsibility for our lives. Doesn't mean we blame ourselves in any way. And like I said, not everything is solely our creation. And things do happen to us. But when we can own, and as much as possible, take responsibility for our lives and what we've created, we're much more empowered than when we feel like we are a victim to life circumstances that's just happening to us. And I know it's confronting, but it is one of the most empowering things I've done is to start to take full ownership of what's unfolding in my world and get really honest about what must be going on inside of me to call that in and create that. So understanding, as I was saying before, if we want to create something different, we might need to become aware of, well, what message am I even sending out? What is my energetic vibration? And the way you can tell that is by how you feel. You can tell the energy that you're radiating based on how you feel about each particular topic. So there's emotions that we would call kind of low vibration emotions. Things like sadness, grief, depression, fear, anger, unworthiness. We know they are a low vibration because we feel heavy, don't we? We feel flat, we feel depleted, we feel drained when we're in those emotions. And then there's higher vibrational emotions like joy and inspiration and passion and aliveness and love and all the, you know, just feeling light and alive and plugged in, connected. All of those feelings have a high vibration to them. They energize us. Don't you reckon you feel buzzy, you feel inspired, you feel excited, you have energy, you feel alert? So we can tell by how we feel. We can tell by where our emotions are at around a whole heap of different topics, what we are radiating and sending out. Like I know for years in relationships, I was embodying an energy and often feeling an energy of feeling really disheartened and disappointed, feeling like I would get my hopes up for love and then they'd get crushed. So there was this continual energy of disappointment. So my energy field, when I, you know, tuned into the topic of love, for example, disappointment was the energy that I would radiate around that topic. You might have the topic of money and you might radiate an energy around money of lack, scarcity, fear, or you might be radiating an energy of abundance. You might feel really secure in the area of your financial life. And I guarantee you, you've probably created a lot of external security around you. And you might be like, well, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Do I feel this way because I have the external security, or was I already feeling this way and it helped me create that external security? It's probably a bit of both. But whatever energy you're radiating will absolutely contribute to what you're able to create and experience outside of you. So as confronting as this is, it puts you back in the driver's seat of your life. It puts you back in your power, and it allows you to reflect and say, is there any area of my life where I seem to be attracting the same thing over and over? If so, what is the dominant sort of emotion I tend to feel in this area? And that's a really beautiful starting point. That will give you an indication of the energy you're often radiating in that area and maybe why it is you continue to manifest experiences that keep anchoring in that feeling and get you feeling it more. Yeah, because those experiences reflect back the emotion you're experiencing in general. And of course, those, we can call in different things that help us feel different things, absolutely. But usually there's been some type of energy shift prior to calling in something new and different that has allowed us to come into alignment with something different to what we're used to manifesting. I hope that's all making sense. So this is why when we want to create change, so many people say, you know, focus on how you want to feel more so than just the thing itself. Because, you know, I could teach you how to go and get what you want and make it happen. You could call in the perfect partner, the perfect job, whatever it is. And we spoke about this in the last class too, about worthiness and receiving. But you could call in whatever it is you want, but you wouldn't be able to hold it if you weren't in energetic alignment with it. And at some point, something would unravel. Because you weren't yet, and also in that you might be trying to get that thing, so you might get the man, but if you are still fundamentally feeling unworthy, undeserving, that you're going to be abandoned, you'll find a way to feel that no matter whether or not you have that person. Even if that person's giving you all the love in the world, you might still feel not good enough. You might still feel unloved because that's the dominant energy that you are embodying and the dominant stories you're telling yourself in that area. Yeah. So I'm just looking at my notes here. So it's important to begin with thinking about, and this might be something to do. I've asked you to do it just in one on one key feeling, but you might also like to look at it around key areas of life, how you want to be feeling in each area of life. And I might even add that into the workbook. Now that I'm thinking about it, I might edit the workbook and add that in. We'll see. But you want to start with the key feeling that you want to be feeling or the key feelings you want to feel. And then we want to be doing the inner work to create those feelings within yourself. So you're creating a shift within yourself around how you're feeling so that you start radiating a different energy and then you start coming into alignment with different things. So I ask you here, and this is something I want you to think about, is unpack, get clear on what some of these key feelings are that you want to be feeling. And then see if you can, and this might take a little bit of work, but see if you can uncover and become aware of how does it feel in your body when you're feeling those emotions? What happens to your energy? What energy do you radiate? What shifts? Like if you were to imagine you've got all these teeny tiny cells in your body buzzing and vibrating at a different rate. Sometimes they're buzzing down here low and slow and heavy in disempowerment. And other times they're buzzing up here high and fast in inspiration and love, passion, aliveness, power, purpose. Imagine the cells in your body vibrating and sending out different messages to the universe. When you tap into each of these feelings that you want to feel, what happens to the energy of your body? Does it sometimes open and relax and expand? Does it actually maybe slow down a little bit and become calmer? Does it feel more grounded and settled? Or does it become really buzzy and high vibe? you know, a high vibrational state is something a lot of people teach about living in. And to me, this isn't about escaping the heavier, darker experiences. We need to absolutely embrace those. But where possible, you know, once we've fully processed whatever the deeper, heavier emotion is there, we then get back in charge and we say, okay, how do I shift myself now back into alignment, back into the emotions I want to be feeling in this particular area? So I ask you to think about what helps you feel that feeling. And this is such important work to really have practices, places you like to go, people you like to be around, songs, books, podcasts, activities, self-care practices that help you connect with these feelings. So you're not having to wait for things outside of you to come along and activate them. You know how to activate and embody them in yourself. Sorry, I've got hair tickling my nose. And very often as well, you'll even find changing your focus, changing your thoughts, changing the story you're telling yourself is enough to change how you feel. Actually, really start to pay attention to your feelings. And I mentioned this actually, I think later in the workbook, or it's in here in my notes, actually starting to be more aware of what is the energy and the state of being and the emotions you're bringing to everything. I actually just, even if that was your only takeaway from this class, is just to be more aware of your own energy, your own emotions, imagining how all the cells in your body are vibrating in relationship to everything in your life. Because really what I'm wanting to help you do in this class is I'm helping you to create change. I want to empower you to create change, but again, not from this old school masculine action orientated way. Through understanding that you change the way you feel and you become magnetic to better feeling things. You change the way you feel and you become magnetic to different things. Things that are much more in alignment with who you're now being. And that if there's situations in your life that aren't feeling good, this isn't the only way to create change, but it is possible to simply change the energy you're bringing, the state of being you're bringing to that situation, and to have that situation completely change as a result. Or show up completely differently for you. So, and I take you later in the workbook. Let me see if I can jump ahead. I start talking about high vibes, this kind of high vibrational living that like a lot of people in this space talk about. And I just want to get you thinking about things like play and playfulness. That is such a high vibrational state. It's so lighthearted. Creativity is as well. Creativity often makes us really present and drops us into the flow. And there's a, you know, if you're enjoying your creativity, it can be a really relaxing, aligning kind of process. Joy is high vibe. Fun is high vibe. And what I'm asking you here is to think about, you know, I ask you to think about things you want to do to explore more of those qualities, to activate and embody more of those qualities, but also the sort of little resources. The resources, the practices, the activities, the places that get you in that high vibe state. Because that brings you into alignment with a very different reality than if you feel sad and disempowered, or I'm not saying you're all feeling that, but sometimes we can all get into that state. That's just an extreme example. And I also ask you in the workbook to, to think about your bliss list. And this is something I've put in my Turn Inwards journaling guidebook. You know, if you listen to Abraham Hicks, there are some teachers that I would recommend you look into. They talk a lot about alignment and living in alignment and feeling good. And that pretty much all you have to do to get your life working is to pay attention to how you feel and do whatever you can to feel good in each moment, because that will naturally bring you into alignment with better feeling things. That's their premise behind it. And that anytime we try to effort and push and make stuff happen and get somewhere, I mean, fundamentally, we're coming from a place of unhappiness and dissatisfaction already, and so our vibration is all out of alignment anyway. They say that you can't have an unhappy journey to a happy destination. You've actually got to get happy first and bring that energy into all that you do, and then that creates a different reality. So this bliss list is something I put in my journaling guide, and it's something that I did years ago when I was in a day job and my job brought me no joy, and I wanted to find joy and happiness outside of my day job. And I wrote this just pages upon pages of this bliss list. And it was anything from like, I love going into bookstores. I just would love, you know, these are the little things that made me happy. I loved organic health food stores. I loved the smell of incense. I loved patting my cat. I had a cat at the time. I was home with my family. I love the feeling of sunshine on my skin. I love swimming in the ocean. I love my bare feet in the sand. I love my bare feet on the grass. I love dancing to music. I love sleeping on fresh linen sheets. I love cooking a beautiful meal. I love drinking hot cacao and coconut milk. I love a hot bath. I love the smell of lavender essential oil. I love fresh flowers in my home. I love putting on my cozy, comfy clothes at the end of the day. All the little things that were just such small, tiny things that so many of us would disregard and just be like, oh yeah, cool, great. But I really focused on how could I find joy in the tiniest of things, and how could I bring joy into my life before the things in my life were bringing me joy themselves. Because like I said, I was working in a day job. I wasn't in a relationship. I didn't have a lot of friends around at the time. I wasn't overly happy. And I decided to start getting in charge of my happiness versus waiting for happiness to come to me when I could get my external circumstances changing. And that was a game-changing practice for me. I would just constantly look at my bliss list and think, what can I do today? What can I do from this list today? What will help me feel and find bliss today? And I tried to do as many things as possible. Gratitude is also another beautiful high vibe practice. It's something that will really bring you into a state of appreciation. And a state of appreciation sends out the message of, I'm happy, I'm content. There's so much in my life that's going well. I'm so blessed. I'm so abundant. I'm feeling so good about everything at the moment. And then you're sending out that energetic signal. That's why people harp on about gratitude and appreciation. It's a way to bring yourself into that energy of all is well. I'm happy. I'm well. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm abundant. I'm healthy. Everything's beautiful in my life. Not like, head in the clouds, but actually consciously looking for what's going well and appreciating it, taking the time to appreciate it. And that completely changes your energetic vibration. I take you through a little exercise here around working through your emotions. And obviously, I think in our second or first class even, I gave you tools around working through your emotions, which was much more about coming into the emotion, being present to it and feeling it. And that is powerful. And don't ever be afraid to go into your emotions and think, oh no, this is going to create something awful for me. You actually can't shift and move through an emotion unless you're willing to feel it. So it's not supportive just trying to be high vibe if actually below the surface your whole vibration is just radiating pain or anger or sadness. It's sort of like a detox process. Every time you're feeling your emotion, you're actually helping clear it out of your energy field, and then you're naturally raising your vibration. So going into your emotion is very powerful and important to help shift the energy. But something I take you through here is actually looking at a place where your vibration is quite low in a particular situation and getting honest about a place where you typically radiate a low vibration. I'm trying to think for me. There's probably a few different areas, but one area at the moment is let's just use money because money is always a charged topic. Sometimes for me, money can activate a whole heap of different emotions. Sometimes it feels really good. Other times it feels like something I want to control. Other times there's fear and anxiety around it. So when there's that fear and anxiety, I'm in a pretty low vibration around money at that time. I'm not feeling secure. I'm not feeling abundant. I'm not sending out a message of I'm taken care of and all my needs are met and everything's going to be fine. And what I ask you to do here, this is interesting, is I ask you to look at what do you tell yourself about this situation that contributes to your feelings. And that money example is a really good one. Because money is just, it's just neutral. It doesn't actually have any particular meaning or anything to it. We assign a meaning to it. We put a story on it. And if I'm just using money because it's just a good, everyone can relate to this as a subject. If I look at money as this neutral thing, and you might say, oh yeah, but it's based on how much money's there. True. But it's also based on what I'm telling myself about that money in that moment, which is determining how I feel about that money. So let's say there's $50 in my bank account. I could look at that as, wow, beautiful, I have $50 in my bank account. Thank you. There's so much I could do with that $50. Fantastic. I could look at that $50 and say, oh my God, that's nowhere near enough. I am terrified. I can't survive on that. Whatever story I'm telling, however I'm focusing on it, will create two different emotions inside of me. I could have $100,000 in my bank account. I could be looking at that and being like, wow, I feel so secure and so safe. Like, I don't have to worry about money for a while. Everything's sorted. Oh, I feel so good. Or I could look at that and be like, well, that's not hardly enough. Look at all the expenses that I have, and I want to take a holiday and I want to buy a car. And what happens if I get sick one day? That's not enough to support me long term, for example. Both of those stories would create very different emotions. And so I ask you here, do you think it's possible? And this might stretch your, you know, what you come to believe, what you've come to believe about what creates our feelings and how much power we have. But do you think it's possible that by changing your inner story around this area, around this situation, you could change how you feel? And now I ask you, how would you like to feel in this situation? If I want to feel abundant around money, secure, safe, like I have enough, it doesn't matter if there's $100,000 or $50 in my account. There's a certain story I need to tell myself about that money to create that feeling. There's more than enough. I'm always provided for. I can still get food in the fridge. I know that maybe it's like, I know there's more money coming. I know this isn't all that I can possibly have. I know that I'm always going to be supported. I know that if I need more, there's people in my life I can reach on, draw on. Even if that money runs out, I'm sure there's things I can do to get more support. For example, I'm just making up stuff, but this is where there's a certain story I would need to be telling myself, a certain way of looking at that to create those feelings. And it's something I want you to think about. I've really had to change my story around relationships to experience relationships differently. I can't remember if I mentioned this to you. Maybe it was on one of my other calls, one of my other programs, my mastermind. Maybe I did. It was that even though I'd called in a relationship, which was what I wanted, the actual manifestation of a relationship, I was still radiating an energy of fear, of potentially being abandoned, rejected, hurt, unloved. I've really had to upgrade my story to ensure that I can appreciate what I have here, feel safe, feel secure, feel loved, and receive, you know, what he's giving me, and not sabotage it and reject it because it doesn't match what I believe I deserve. So I've got this manifestation, but depending whether I'm telling myself he's going to leave me, I'm not enough, I can't trust him, he's lying to me, versus we have a beautiful connection, things are going so well, I'm so grateful for how much time and energy he's giving me, he's so committed, he's so affectionate, blah, blah, blah. Both of those. So that's one way we can really get back in charge of our energetic vibration, our emotions, is really think, okay, if this is how I want to be feeling, if this is the energy I want to be radiating in different areas of my life, what do I need to be telling myself? What do I need to be focusing on? Where can I bring in gratitude and appreciation? What personal practices do I have in my life that will help me feel that feeling, even maybe before that external manifestation is here? How can I get in charge of my emotional state and the energy that I'm radiating? That is really the foundation of what I wanted to give you today. And I hope that's all made sense. So this magnetism piece, we started talking about this in our last class about energy work and receiving. And I guess get you to work through here, you know, identify something that you want to create or manifest or magnetize towards you. Really see yourself as a magnet, And maybe, you know, I think, did I do this in the workbook or was it in the notes? Maybe it's in my notes. Something that I often do just to raise my vibes in any moment is just to close my eyes, take a deep breath into my body, a couple of deep breaths maybe, breathe into my heart space, just turn that heart space on. just put a little smile on your face, even if you're not feeling happy, just put a little smile on there, like this just appreciation of just this moment. And at the moment, I'm seeing this light. So I was going to say you can call in white light through the crown of your head. Imagine it washing down over you like a waterfall. But I'm actually feeling light extend out from the center of my body out through my energy field. It's gold. It's coming out through my heart. It's radiating all through my energy field. And already I've just felt my whole vibes go whoosh, like light and expansive. You might just spend a few minutes each day just calling in beautiful golden light or white light or whatever color resonates. And imagining every cell of your body filling up with this beautiful light, this high vibrational light. And imagine every cell of your body begin to vibrate faster, higher vibration, healthy, radiant cells. Imagine your whole energy field just beginning to vibrate with the qualities of what you desire: abundance, love, opportunity, success, worthiness. Fun, play, ease, whatever it is you want. Just something like that. That even just doing that for a couple of minutes, whew, has already shifted my energy. But whatever it is you're wanting to call in, I want you to think about, is there any lower level vibrations coming in around that at the moment? Is there lack? Is there need? Do you need this? Like, need will create a feeling of desperation. Is there doubt? Are you questioning your ability to manifest it or call it in? Because that will block your, that will send out a very different signal to trust and knowing and certainty. Do you believe that you're worthy and deserving of it? If you don't, revisit the last class and actually go back into that feeling of being able to sit with the energy of it and allow yourself to receive it. Do you believe it's possible to have it? And choose 3 to 5 words which describe what having this would feel like. And again, this goes back to, and I bring you here into, this goes back to our energy work from last class of sitting with the energy of it and feeling the feelings of having it. Because if you radiate an energy now that says, I have it. I'm feeling the feelings of having it. I'm feeling the feelings of having it. I have it. I feel good. I feel happy. I feel content. Boom. You are sending out a message that says, I have it. And the universe says, oh, you better bring it to her then. You become magnetic to that. Is there any steps that you're getting guided to take towards this? There's always both things that we can be doing, not from, again, overacting, but just from listening to our guidance and showing up for the steps. And is there also places where you need to surrender and practice trust? Because there's always places for that too. It's like, what's within my control and what's within the universe's control? What's within your control is the things that maybe your intuition is saying, you need to take this step, you need to do up, you need to show up for that. What's within the universe's control is everything that's outside of your hands, like how that person reacts or whether you get the opportunity or whether the money comes through or whether that client signs on with you or whether you get the apartment you want, whatever it is, the other person's reaction. So it's important to look at where you need to show up. This is co-creation. This is what I call co-creation, where you are co-creating with the universe. Where do you need to show up, take inspired action, create through your action? Where do you need to let go, surrender, and trust? Because it is just not in your hands. And it is a waste of energy for us to try to control the things that are not in our hands or in our power anyway. And that's where we really have to let go, relax, step back, and allow the universe to come in and support us and deliver to us whatever is for our highest good. An example of this is at the moment I'm in my Divine Femme launch, you may know, and I've got enrollments open. My job is to show up for sharing and promoting that course. So I do posts and podcasts, I let people know about it, I send emails, and I'm like, hey, here's my thing. Whatever comes from that, however many people sign up, however much money I make, completely outside of my control. That's in the universe's hands. And all I have to do is surrender and receive, surrender and receive. And I do my energy work to tune into the people who I would love to connect with on this journey, the women who I feel will, who are meant to be a part of this journey. I call them towards me and I'm like, I have this beautiful offering. Come into it, come into this experience. And I don't try to get them and control them. I don't need them. But all I do is I'm like, I've got this beautiful offering. I will take all of the inspired action steps to promote it and share it as much as I can. And whatever comes from that is what comes from that. And that's when I open up and I receive and I allow and I surrender. So what I'm doing with my launch, for example, is I know what I desire. I know the number of people. I know the amount of income. I'm not attached to that, but I know it. I have clarity. And I've been sitting with the energy. And I just hold the energy of that money and I hold the energy of those people and I imagine running the course with these women, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like. And I'm embodying an energy already of, yeah, this is a success. This is going to be magic. This feels great. It's so abundant. I'm so excited to run this program versus like, have enough people signed up? Is this going to be okay? Like, what if no one buys it? What if like I only have this many people? What if I don't make enough money? I can't even let myself go into that. My work is just to stay in alignment with what I want to create through working on my energy, regardless of what I see with my eyes, regardless of what's manifesting. I work to stay in a state of appreciation and abundance and gratitude and contentment. And like, I'm so happy with how this is going and I feel like a success. Yeah. That's a really good example of how I practice this stuff. And the magnetism is trusting and knowing that when you are radiating an energy that is in alignment with what you want, you can just call it towards you. Like I said, yes, you show up and take action, but you also know that you don't have to really effort, hard work, and control your way to what you want. You will call it in. You can sit back, lean back, and receive. And that's so often what I'm doing, is I'm leaning back, lean back, and receive. Notice the difference between I've got to get this, control this, make this happen, and it's done. I just got to sit here and do my energy work, stay in alignment, feel good, and it is on its way to me, and all is well, and this is all going to work out the exact way that it's supposed to. Yeah. And celebrating and giving gratitude for any little tiny manifestation that comes along the way, even if it's not exactly what I want, no matter what the universe brings me, still celebrating and acknowledging that. So my loves, I think that is all I wanted to share with you in this class today. Now that I've finished that video class, I can see how beautifully and perfectly this ties in to where I wanted to take you towards the end of this course. I wanted to help you do the deeper healing work, work on your relationship with yourself, connect with yourself, clear your fears and limitations, come into your power, tune into yourself, and then really see that you are a divine, incredible creator. You are a magnificent, magnetic woman. You don't have to go out and be in your masculine and push and force and control and work hard and be up in your head all the time. You can do this beautiful work to focus on how you feel, to focus on nurturing yourself, doing things that make you feel good, being in your joy, playing, having fun, radiating a different energy, and effortlessly bringing into your life what you desire. You can surrender. You can be in a state of trust. You can flow. You can relax. So you can revisit all of these videos and these workbooks at any time. Our group coaching calls, we still have more group coaching calls coming up, but I hope this coursework has been really supportive. I hope you will continue to revisit this and revisit this work. And every time you revisit it, you'll probably gain something different from it. So keep coming back anytime that you need it. As I said at the start, it's been such an honor to get to know you and share this journey with you. I am so proud of how courageously you have shown up for this work. I realized as I began guiding you through it that it was big work. So thank you for being here with me. I really want to honor you and I'm really proud of you for showing up for this journey and this work. So from the bottom of my heart, I am sending you lots of love, gratitude, and appreciation, and I am wishing you so much love and light for the journey ahead. Stay connected in our Facebook group so we know what's going on for you, and I'll be sending you a reflection workbook very soon, which will help you wrap up your journey as well and just put a nice little feeling of completion to the time we've spent together. Sending you so much love, beautiful woman. I wish so much love and abundance and magic and joy for you because you deserve it. And I hope you've started to see that. All right, I will talk to you hopefully again sometime soon. Lots of love.